The first reading is a reading from the book of Job. Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be hindered. I have dealt with great things that I do not understand, things too wonderful for me which I cannot know. I have heard of you by word of mouth, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I disown what I have said, and I repent in dust and ashes. Thus the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his earlier ones. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she-asses, and he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, of whom he called the first Jeremiah, the second Keziah, the third Karenkupacha. In all the land, no other women were as beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years, and he saw his children, his grandchildren, and even his great-grandchildren. Then Job died, old and full of years. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, let your face shine on me. Lord, let your face shine on me. Teach me wisdom and knowledge, for in your commands I trust. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Lord, let your face shine on me. I know, O Lord, that your ordinances are just, and in your faithfulness you have afflicted me. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. Lord, let your face shine on me. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may know your decrees. The revelation of your word sheds light, giving understanding to the simple. Lord, let your face shine on me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. And Jesus says, I have observed Satan falling like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciple, to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are your eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today we hear about seeing. Job sits there and he says in the first reading, Now with my own eyes I have seen. And he talks about his encounter with the living God. In the gospel, they all talk about the encounter they've had with the living God, incarnate on earth in Jesus, but also in his miracles and all the things that are happening to them. And here Jesus looks at him and says, Don't rejoice, you have power over the enemy, over the demons, over any of that stuff. Don't rejoice over that. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven, that you're going to live forever. Our walk with the Lord is not about power over others or great miracles or great signs. They're about being in this relationship with Jesus now and with his Father and the Spirit and being in that relationship forever. It's about being in a relationship with God which lasts forever. That's what we need to rejoice in. And that's what he tells us to be simple, like children. So that we know that this is the greatest reality. You are going to live forever with Jesus. Rejoice. God bless you.